ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् अष्टमोऽनुवाकः। भीषास्माद्वातः पवते भीषो देति सूर्यः भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च मृत्युर्धावति पञ्चमैति सैषानन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति। युवा स्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः आशिष्ठ दृढ़िष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः सैषानन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति। सैषानन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति। युवा स्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः आशिष्ठो दृढ़िष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः। सो इन दिस वन स्मॉल पोर्शन सैषा आनन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति ऑनवर्ड्स आफ्टरवर्ड्स युवा स्यात् ऑनवर्ड्स अंटिल दि एकः मानुष आनन्दः इज दि बिगिनिंग ऑफ कैलकुलस ऑफ आनंद द मेजर ऑफ एक्सपीरियंशियल आनंदः द वर्ल्डली एक्सपीरियंशियल प्लेजर इज अ मेजरमेंट मेजर ऑफ the external worldly experiential pleasure is presented from there. Saishanandasya mimagamsa bhavati yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha asishtho dradhishtho balishtaha आशिष्ठो दृढ़िष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः। सो लेट अस सी हियर बिफोर वी गो टू द नेक्स्ट पार्ट। सो हियर इज द मेजर ऑफ happiness, measure of anandaha. Ananda, measure of ananda is for measuring the laukika anandaha, the worldly pleasure. And this laukika anandaha, the experience of the worldly pleasure, we have already understood the nature of it, that it is dependent on the alignment between the healthy body mind sense complex and the external conditions, the objects, sense objects. And of course, with also punyam, earned as a result of practice of ritual, performance of ritual, practice of meditation, etc. So the experience of the Vishayanandaha, the Laukikanandaha, is dependent on these conditions. That's why it's a conditioned sukham, conditioned happiness also. So here is Upanishad presence. There is a hypothetical presentation of this measure of Anandaha, and specifically for proving this hypothetical presentation of measure of Anandaha is specifically for proving that even the most exalted level of experience of worldly pleasure has no comparison to the Swarupanandaha, the Anandaha, the nature of Brahma. Always said to be Brahmanandaha. Brahmanandaha is absolutely incomparable. The Brahmanandaha, the fullness of happiness, the nature of the absolute reality being incomparable, is brought to light by this hypothetical presentation of the measure of experiential Ananda. And this is what forms the subject matter, the content of this calculus of Anandaha. So first, yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha asishtho dradhishtho balishtaha tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purnasyat sayeko manusha anandaha. So Upanishad presence, saha yekaha manushaha anandaha. That is a unit of exalted level of human happiness. No human being can experience sukham greater than that. That is the greatest level, most exalted level of worldly pleasure. The Laukikananda experienceable by a human being, which is the exalted level of, the highest level of experience of happiness in this world of human beings. But what now? One unit of human beings' happiness. So, yekaha manushaha anandaha. One unit of manushya anandaha, happiness pertaining to a human being. In order to help us understand what is one unit of human happiness, here Upanishad assumes an ideal human being, a perfect gentleman. And the happiness experienced by this perfect human being, the ideal person, is supposed to be, in fact is, first of all, should be taken as one unit of the Laukikanandaha. that is Vishayanandaha, the experiential happiness. And so further, all Upanishad is going to present 10 levels of 10 higher levels of experiential happiness, the worldly happiness. So in order to present the 10 higher and higher levels of experiential happiness progressively up to the most exalted experiential happiness of even Hiranyagarbha, otherwise known as Brahmaji, Upanishad first takes this one unit of human happiness as the basis. So in order to measure the higher and higher levels of experiential happiness progressively up to the most exalted level of experiential sukham experienced by even Hiranyagarbha Brahmaji, this sukham unit of happiness experienced by a perfect ideal person is taken as the basis. Basis means what? Based on that, we are going to measure. The measuring is going to happen. And finally, after presenting all 10 levels of progressive higher levels of higher and much higher levels of different degrees of great gradations of happiness, experiential happiness, finally, the aim of the Upanishad is to bring to light that Brahmananda is incomparable, which is one's own swarupam, one's own essential nature. And this forms the content, the subject matter of this calculus of happiness. Ananda mimamsayaha vishayaha yeshaha eva. Therefore, here begins the measuring of the first, the one unit of happiness of a perfect ideal human being. Yuvasyat sadhu yuvadhyayakaha asishtho dradishtho balishtaha tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purnasyat sayeko manusha anandaha. Let's go to that particular bhashyam part. Yesterday we have seen towards the end, after having Shankara Bhagavatpada explained the nature of manushyanandaha, nature of the any laukikanandaha, the worldly experiential pleasure, towards the end he said avidya krite vishaya vishayi vibhage vidyaya niraste swabhavikaha paripurnaha ekaha advaitaha anandaha bhavati iti etam artham vibhavayishyan aha. Now this calculus of ananda is now presented for what is made very clear. It was already seen before that ultimately, in order to bring to light this fact, one's own, the naturally obtaining as one's own nature, one undivided, non-dual fullness of happiness becomes revealed to the person when The ignorance caused division, the subject-object division, Vishaya-Vyeshi division becomes resolved by ignorance, by knowledge. So ignorance caused division has to be resolved. If ignorance caused division is resolved, the Purnanandaha, Paripurnanandaha, the fullness of happiness obtaining as one's own nature will become totally manifest, will become revealed to oneself. For that, avidya has to be resolved. And for to resolve avidya, what is it is only vidya, knowledge. Therefore, only by knowledge of the truth of oneself, when the ignorance is resolved, ignorance caused division will be resolved. Ignorance caused division is resolved. What cannot be avoided is one's own essential nature of fullness of happiness. Okay. In order to finally drive home this fact, Upanishad here presents the calculus of Anandaha. Okay. You come to this Bhashyam part. Yuva. Who is Yuva here? Yuva is a Nakaranta Pullinga Shabda. Anyway, Yuva means Prathama Vayaha. A person in his prime of youth. Prathama Vayaha. The person is prime of youth. The person in his early years of age. Early years of age, early stages of life, the prime of youth. And this person, Sadhu Yuva, is not simply young, he's also Sadhu Yuva, a pious, virtuous young person, a pious, highly pious, virtuous young person, Sadhu Yuva. So Shankaracharya says further, Sadhu cha asau yuva cha. A young person in prime of youth need not be very pious. But this person, not only young, he is also pious, highly virtuous. So sadhu cha asau yuva cha iti sadhu yuva. Yunaha viseshanam. This is viseshanam, means what? Adjective describing this youth. Young person. Yunaha viseshanam means description of the young person that he is virtuous. Yuva api sadhu bhavati. In being young also, he is pious, virtuous, sadhu bhavati. Sadhu api yuva. Being pious, virtuous also, he is young. Ataha viseshanam, therefore, here is an adjective. Yuva syat sadhu yuva iti. Therefore, assume there is a person, young person, who's in his early years of age, his prime of youth, and who is sadhu yuva, who is a virtuous, pious person. Okay. Here, sadhu means what? Hasadhu. Sadhu means a sannyasi is a sadhu. Young person is sannyasi? No. Sadhu need not be a sannyasi. A sadhu means a good person. A good person is a pious, virtuous person. Here, the piety implies the person's commitment to the universal values. Piety, virtuousness of the young person implies his commitment to dharma. Whether grihastha or brahmachari, young or old, you can say somebody is a sadhu. Only a person is committed to dharma. That's why he's a person of virtues. Okay. Next adjective is what? Adhyayakaha. So not only he's young, not only he's pious, virtuous, adhyayakaha. Adhyayakaha means adhitavedaha. It's a beautiful compound word. Adhyayakaha means adhitavedaha. Adhitavedaha, adhyayaha literally means a learned person, a person of erudition. But here adhitavedaha, adhitaha vedaha, adhitaha vedaha yena, saha adhitavedaha. The person by whom Veda has been studied. I mean, the person has the Vedic knowledge. So he has knowledge of Karma Kanda, has knowledge of Upasana Kanda, has the understanding of is a Purushartha Nischaya. So he must be committed to live a life of Dharma. And he must be a person who is following strictly the Vedic way of life. Therefore, Adhita Vedaha. Then Asishtaha, Asishtaha. But still he is not a jnani. Okay? He is an ideal person. A perfect man. Asishtaha. Asishtaha. Means Ashastrutamaha. Bhagavad Pada's Sanskrit words are so beautiful. Ashastrutamaha. See, Ashastru, Shastru. Shastru means Shasta, the governor, the ruler. Ashastru, A is the prefix here. Ashastrutamaha means most dynamic. Ashastrutamaha means the most ambitious with commitment to dharma. Most ambitious person with the commitment to dharma. Where he is Ashastrutamaha. So not only is most ambitious with the commitment to dharma and with the capacity to accomplish things in time without any postponement. Without postponement, without procrastination. This much you have to say for this Asishtaha. Asishtaha, such a Sanskritam is so expressive. Asishtaha. Asishta Ashastrutamaha. The Tama Ashastruhu. Ashastru, Ashasta, Ashastru Taraha, Ashastru Tamaha, superlative degree. The most dynamic, the most ambitious person, the commitment to dharma, being capable of accomplishing things in time without procrastination. Okay. Then dradhishtaha, dradhishtaha means dradhishtaha is the mola padam, dridhatamaha. Dridaha means a person of resolve, firmness. Dridhataraha is dridhatamaha. The person of the most firm person. So, dridhatamaha. The most firm means what? The person of strongest to resolve, mental resolve. And a physical stamina. Being capable of achieving, accomplishing anything the person wishes to accomplish. See, being capable of accomplishing, achieving anything the person wishes. For that he needs what? He needs a very firm resolve. So, dridhtaha, dridhatamaha, then balishtaha, balavattamaha, balavan, balavatta shabdaha. Yasya balam asti saha balavat, takaranta shabdaha, balavat shabdaha. Yasya balam asti saha balavat. Nominative case, balavan. Balavan is a strong person, a person of strength. But here, balavattaraha, stronger. Balavattamaha, strongest. So balavattamaha, the strongest person, which means he's a person of the strongest person with reference to physical health and mental health, and also a person of strong will. He is a person of strong will, the strongest physical health and mental health because of his commitment to dharma. Again, everywhere the commitment to dharma is very more emphatic, more emphasized here. Okay. Dridhishtaha, dridhatamaha. Then, balishtaha, balavattamaha. Evam, adhyatmika sadhana sampannaha. Sampannaha, who is endowed with this wealth in terms of the means of accomplishing everything, with what? Adhyatmika, all healthy body, mind, sense complex. Adhyatmika sadhana sampannaha. This young person is the one who is endowed with all required means of accomplishing anything in terms of healthiest body, mind, sense complex. Adhyatmika sadhana sampannaha. Okay. So, not only he is endowed with the wealth in terms of the means of accomplishing things in the form of strongest body, mind, sense complex, having a strong mind, body, mind, sense complex means what? Implying the person's commitment to dharma also. Understand? Okay. Now, the following words. Tasya yam prithivi. Externally also, what does he possess? Tasya, of such a person, of a such young, virtuous, pious person, Iyam prithivi, this universe, she said, this earth, this bhuloka, iyam prithivi, this earth, prithivi, what is a synonym of the word prithivi? Urvi, prithivi, means the same, earth. Sarva prithivi, sarva urvi, iyam sarva prithivi, iyam sarva urvi, means this entire earth belongs to him. The person who owns this entire earth And with what? Vittasya. Vitte vittasya is equal to vittena upabhoga sadhanena. This entire earth belongs to him with all the means. All resources, all wealth for direct immediate enjoyment. So, vittena upabhoga sadhanena. Vittena upabhoga sadhane. Vittasya is equal to vittena upabhoga sadhanena. You came across that word. Tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purnasyat. That sentence is explained by Shankaracharya, commented by Shankar Bhagavatpada as what? Iyam sarva prithivi urvi. Okay. Vittasya is equal to vittena. The entire earth with entirety of resources, wealth, involve means of direct immediate enjoyment. Upabhoga sadhanena belongs to him. And what is upabhoga sadhanena? What is vittena? You have to understand. So this entire earth with all forms of wealth, which are means of direct immediate enjoyment. No, drishtarthena, again it's further explained, drishtarthena. Drishtartha, drishtarthaha, adrishtarthaha. We have these two words, drishtarthaha, adrishtarthaha. See, drishtarthaha means the perceptible objects which are enjoyable immediately, directly, here in this world itself. Drishtartha means perceptible, visible objects of enjoyment which are enjoyable immediately, directly here in this world. Drishtartha. So he is endowed with that wealth which is enjoyable now here in this world, which are perceptible. And perceptible, but these which are also occurred as a result of the punya the person has earned. That's of course that's very well known. And not only that, drishtarthena, adrishtarthena, adrishtarthena. Karcha karma sadhanena. We have to take both together. So this person is the owner of the entire earth with all these resources, which are means of enjoyment of all objects, which are perceptible, it's available for immediate direct enjoyment. Now apart from that, karma sadhanena cha adrishtarthena. He is also endowed with the wealth in terms of the means required for performing rituals. He's endowed with the wealth in terms of the means required for performing rituals. See, you may like to perform a ritual, but you need resources, isn't it? You need wealth. This person has all wealth. If he wants to perform Vayavya Yaga, he has everything he needs. He wants to perform Sahasra Chandi. He has resources. He wants Hatarudrihim. No, he wants to perform 108 times Rudra Parayanam. He wants to get priests, give Dakshina, to spend money, everything, anything he wants to, he has. That's what karma sadhanam. Karma sadhanena sampanna. So this person also has owns the earth, and with all these resources and means, he with also The wealth in the form of the means required for performing rituals, which will enable him earn punyam to enjoy the adrishtartha. Adrishtartha means what? The invisible, imperceptible pleasures enjoyable in higher lokas, heaven, etc. So, drishtartha means the objects of enjoyment, pleasures enjoyable in this world. Adrishtartha means the objects of enjoyment and pleasures of higher lokas such as heaven, etc. Adrishtartha. And to have, to be eligible, to be able to enjoy the heavenly life or heavenly pleasures, one needs punyam. And to have that punyam, one must perform rituals. To perform rituals, you need resources, means. And this person is capable of enjoying the pleasures of higher worlds, heaven, etc. Invisible, which enjoyable life after. And for that, he is blessed with all resources required for performing rituals to earn punyam. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, adrishtarth karma sadhanena adrishtarthena cha. So, drishtarthena purna urvi. Adrishtarth karma sadhanena adrishtarthena purna urvi. Sampanna purna urvi. This person is the owner of the earth, which is filled with all forms of wealth in the form of everything that is, that can be enjoyed here, now, in this world, directly, immediately. He also endowed with all resources, all means required for performing rituals, which will enable a person to earn punyam, is required for enjoying the invisible later on higher lokas. So, adrushtarthena cha karma sadhanena sampanna purna sarva urvi. Okay. Tasya. Who is that person, such a person? Raja. He is a king. Prithivi patihi ityartha. He is a lord of earth. Prithivi patihi. This is the imagined ideal person. An ideal perfect man imagined by the Upanishad, assumed by the Upanishad and presented for our understanding. If at all there's such a person, and how much happiness the person must have. Because there's no pratibandha for him in enjoying any joy in this world. Isn't it? Therefore, because he has Bhagavan's grace, the grace is because he has all punyam. The punyam is, of course, abundance of previous punyam, abundance present punyam also. Even for a person to be a pious, virtuous person in this janma, he must have been already a person of piety and virtues in the previous janma. Isn't it? So, such a person, tasya cha yaha anandaha, and the highest degree of happiness enjoyable by a human being is what now? Tasya yaha ananda, the happiness which is there for, as which is there as the happiness of such a person. Yaha anandaha tasya, and that happiness of such a person is what? Saha, which is there, saha, ekaha manushaha, manushyanam prakrishtaha ekaha anandaha. Ekaha manushaha is equal to manushyanam prakrishtaha ekaha anandaha. That is one unit of highest degree of happiness enjoyable by a human being in this world. Manushya Loka. Highest degree of worldly pleasure, experiential sukham, enjoyable by a human being in this world. So the person, everything must be in perfect condition. Okay. So now what have, and this one unit of experiential sukham is here, present here, mentioned here, in order to measure the 10 higher levels of experiential happiness up to the most exalted level of happiness of Hiranyagarbha Brahma. Okay, let's go to next sentence now. Next mantra. Teye shatam manusha anandaha. Teye shatam manusha anandaha. Sayeko manushya gandharvana manandaha. Shrot Triyasya chaka mahatasya teye shatam manusha anandaha sayeko manushya gandharvana manandaha shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya. And its first level, when Upanishad talks about the one unit of human happiness, presenting an imaginary ideal person, Upanishad does not bring to light a jnani who is a kshotriyaha akamahataha. But the second level onwards, Upanishad also brings to simultaneously brings to notice this ajnani who is said to be, who is a kshotriyaha cha akamahataha. Akamahataha kshotriyaha. Akamahatatvam means what? Unafflictedness by desire. Untormented by desire is because of Shrotriyatvam, because of having the status of being the person of profound knowledge of subject matter of the Shastra. Therefore, this person is a Shrotriyaha, therefore he is Akamahataha. One who is not at all troubled by desires. Okay. Now, teye shatam manusha anandaha. So here, Upanishad now has to talk about the next level of laukikanandaha, the worldly pleasure, the experiential pleasure, which is dependent on many various conditions. And here, that 100 units of those human happiness becomes what now? One unit of happiness of Manushya Gandharvaha. Who are the beings who are superior to human beings? Manish, we can't even say superior, but still here you have to take the happiness enjoyed by Manushya Gandharvas is of much higher level of happiness. And therefore, one unit of Manushya Gandharvanandaha is equal to 100 units of human happiness. Human experiential sukham. ஆனந்தோ மனுஷகந்தர்வானந்தோத்ரியசியகாமகதஸ்யூஇஸ்மனுஷகந்தர்வண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஹியர்ஷ்யம் ஹியர் சோ Having talked about the human unit of human happiness, next level, which talks about a unit of the happiness of Manushya Gandharvaha, which is equivalent to 100 units of human happiness. It is said, Te ye shatam manusha, manusha anandaha bhavanti. Saha yekaha. மனுஷகந்தர்வானாம் ஆனந்தா. And that one unit of happiness of மனுஷகந்தர்வாஸ் is there for ஸ்ரோத்ரியா அகாமகதா. ஸ்ரோத்ரியா அகாமகதா without having made any effort to have the position of Manushya Gandharva, without having become Manushya Gandharva, remaining as a human being with the wisdom, as Akamahataha, he also has that Sukham. That is the important point here. Okay. If you go to the Bhashyam part, please go to the Bhashyam part. Let us see who is Manushya Gandharvaha. The whole commentary until Anandotkarsha Upapadyate, until then, Chankabhagatpada talks about this Manushya Gandharvanandaha. Who is the Manushya Gandharvaha? What is the nature of Manushya Gandharva's happiness? Let us see here. Teye Shatam Manushaha Anandaha. Those 100 units of human happiness are what? No, the equivalent to one unit of the happiness of Manushya Gandharvaha. What is the difference between Manushyaha and Manushya Gandharvaha? We have no clue, okay? But even Upanishad does not say. But Shankar Bhagavatpada gives a brief note on the difference between Manushyaha and Manushya Gandharvaha. He talks about Manushya Gandharvaha, so we can understand here. See, first he says, Manusha Anandat, Manusha Anandat, Shatagunena Utkrishtaha, Shatagunena Utkrishtaha, Manushya Gandharvanam Anandaha Bhavati. So the experiential happiness of Manushya Gandharvas, the one unit of experiential happiness of Manushya Gandharvas is 100 times more of a unit of human happiness. So who are Manushya Gandharvaha? Manushyaha Santaha. Being, remaining as human beings. Karma Vidya Viseshatu. Karma Vidya Viseshatu. Because of the specific punyam, human beings, Manushya Gandharvaha or Manushyaha only, human beings only, but because of their specific punyam earned as a result of performing some rituals and practice of meditation with a commitment to dharma, throughout I have to mention this, the commitment to dharma, this Pujya Swamiji's emphasis. Therefore, karma vidya viseshat. Karma means ritual, vidya here means meditation, upasana. Karma vidya viseshat, the unique punyam, specific punyam, a human being, remaining as human beings. So living worshipful, prayerful life, and having performed some rituals and practicing meditations, they must earn some specific punyam. So karma vidya viseshat, as a result of having accumulated some specific punyam by performing specific rituals and practicing meditations, these people have attained the status of being gandharvaha. Gandharvattam praptaha. Gandharvattam praptaha manushya gandharvaha. So they appear like human beings, I mean, with a slight difference in their appearance. Manushya gandharvaha are human beings of human form with a slight difference, but their body, mind, sense complex are very subtle when compared to the human body, mind, sense complex. Don't ask me whether I have seen them. I want to tell you what I have learned from here. And therefore, they are not afflicted by internal, external problems. The upadhi of a manushya gandharva is such, even though the human being is only slightly different form, therefore they do not become the victims of external, internal afflictions. Okay, so here, this manushya gandharvas, the entire earth belongs to an ideal person. Therefore, nothing from the earth can be discussed anymore. Therefore, Upanishad now has to daily think of some higher lokas only. So manushya gandharva must be living in manushya gandharva loka. So manushya gandharva loka is just which slightly above the manushya loka, otherwise known as bhuvar lokaha. What is beyond bhuloka is bhuvar lokaha. Bhuvar lokaha is also known as manushya gandharva lokaha. And these people, she said, manushya gandharvaha, antardhanadi shakti sampannaha. Manushya gandharvaha karma vidya viseshat gandharvattvam praptaha. Antardhanadi shakti sampannaha. Antardhanam means what? Suddenly disappearing. Appearing and disappearing. Antardhana adi shabda stands for appearing. So shakti sampannaha, they're endowed with the power of appearing and disappearing. Very nice, isn't it? You want to disappear in front of somebody, you don't need to, they can't see you. That is some special power. Okay. Antardhanadi shakti sampannaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada was also a person of tremendous powers. So he was able to say this, isn't it? So this manushya gandha, we have no clue. We cannot even imagine what it is. So they are endowed with the powers, subtle powers, occult powers. Shakti sampannaha. So with the power, they are capable of appearing and disappearing, etc. Disappearing, etc. means what? Appearing, you have to add. Tehi antardhanam. Sudden disappearing. Suddenly disappearing is called disappearance. Disappearing is antardhanam. Avirbhavaha. Adishabda stands for avirbhavaha, appearance. Avirbhava is not there, I'm adding. Antardhana avirbhava de shakti sampannaha. They're endowed with the powers of disappearing and appearing, etc. And what about their, they are of human form means what? They also have body, mind, sense complex, but not gross like human upadis. Sukshma karya karanaha. They have a body, but which is much subtle. It is like the body, mind, sense complex experienceable in the dream world. The sukshma karyakaranaha, they are endowed with the subtle body, mind, sense complex. For us, mind only subtle. For them, their body, mind, sense complex, the entire all karyam and karanani. Sukshma, sukshma karyakaranani yesham, te sukshma karyakaranaha. And they are endowed with, they are with subtle body, mind, sense complex. So we have to try to understand that, sir. We don't need to worry about all those things. Chandrabhupada explains, just to differentiate why they are not in this world. They are in the Manishya Gandharva Loka, Bhuvara Loka. Tasmat, therefore, so because this is the speciality about them, yeah? They're endowed with subtle body, mind, sense complex. And they are of human form, a slight difference. And they are endowed with the powers of appearing and disappearing. And they have got this status of being Manishya Gandharvas as a result of the specific punyam they've accumulated as a result of performing certain rituals and practice of meditation. Okay. Tasmat pratighatalpatvam tesham. Pratighata alpatvam. Pratighatasya alpatvam. Pratighatalpatvam. Pratighataha. Pratighataha means, you can say, afflictions. Become a victim of problems. So, pratighata. Alpatvam means, so they have the status of having very little problems. They are not absolutely problemless people. They do have some problems because when compared to human beings, they are superior. Their sukham is much better. But still, they also have the status of having very little afflictions. Pratighata alpatvam. Why? Because of this reason that they have very subtle karyakaranani. They are capable of disappearing, appearing. Therefore, they don't become the victims of much greater afflictions. Very little afflictions they have. So, pratighata alpatvam asti tesham. Okay. Not only that. Tesham dvandva pratighata shakti sadhana sampattihi. We are only understanding Manishya Gandharvaha. We are not yet gone towards any other further. Dvandva pratighata shakti sadhana sampattihi cha tesham asti. They also have sampatti, the wealth in terms of the means, in terms of the power. Pratigat, dvandva pratigata shakti. So they're endowed with the means and resources in terms of powers to protect themselves, to get rid of the afflictions, the problems. Dvandva pratighata shakti sadhana sampattihi tesham asti. I told you yesterday itself, the word sampattihi means wealth, endowment. So they have the endowment of means in the form of powers. So they have the wealth of the means of powers, power, the capacity to get rid of the afflictions. Afflictions in a different atmosphere, Dvandva. So they have very little problems, and even though they can easily get rid of those very little problems easily, because they have adequate capacity to overcome those afflictions. Dvandva pratighata shakti sadhana sampatti asti. Not only that, apratihanyamanasya pratikaravataha manushya gandharvasya syat chitta prasadaha. The beautiful thing is the degree of happiness enjoyable presupposes the degree of mental tranquility. Prasadaha means tranquility, peace. Chittasya prasadaha, chitta prasadaha, the mental tranquility is there. Manushya gandharvasya chitta prasadaha syat. Manushya gandharvaha enjoys this certain degree of mental tranquility. Why? And who is Manushya Gandharva? Pratikaravan. Pratikaravataha is an adjective describing Manushya Gandharvasya. Manushya Gandharvaha is a pratikaravan. One adjective is pratikaravan Manushya Gandharvaha. And then apratihanyamanaha Manushya Gandharvaha. The two words, beautiful words. Apratihanyamanaha. Apratihanyamanaha. Pratihanyamanaha. See, hanyamanaha means being killed. Pratihanyamanaha, being afflicted, affected by adverse effects. The one who is affected by, afflicted by adverse situations, adverse effects, adverse external conditions, is pratihanyamanaha. But apratihanyamanaha means the manushya gandharvaha. See, manushya is easily affected by adverse effects, adverse external conditions, whereas manushya gandharvaha is the one who is not afflicted by external adverse conditions. Apratihanyamanaha. And not only that, he is also apratikaravan. Apratihanyamanaha manushya gandharvaha. Then pratikaravan. See, pratikaraha. Pratikaraha means removal of external conditions. And pratikaravan means the person who is endowed with the capacity to remove the external, the change or remove the external adverse effects. Pratikaravan, the person who is endowed, who has the capacity to remove or change the adverse external conditions. Because he is endowed with all those powers. Already you have seen this. Therefore here, pratikaravan and apratihanyamanaha manushya gandharvaha tasya chitta prasadaha syat. How is it possible for him to have such chitta prasada? The mental tranquility of this manushya gandharva is because he is endowed with the capacity to remove or change the external affecting adverse conditions, and he is generally a person who is not affected by the adverse external situations. Therefore, he is peaceful. Tasya chitta prasadaha syat. See, if you are always worried about the external situations and conditions and afflictions, then you cannot be peaceful. So this person is not afflicted. If at all there are some problems, and he is of the expertise of undoing them. Therefore, he is pratikaravan. Apratihanyamanaha pratikaravan manishya gandharvaha. Apratihanyamanasya pratikaravataha manushya gandharvasya chitta prasadaha asti syat. It is like simple thing, no? You see, if you have medicine at home and you have doctor nearby, you also feel peaceful when sometimes you fall sick, isn't it? There used to be one doctor here in Coimbatore, one Subramania Iyer. And he was very well known to the Who is Who of Coimbatore. And they all which people used to, he was here, he had very big, all these clients. If he, the doctor was in Coimbatore town, people used to feel very comfortable. Oh, doctor is there. If he was going to travel somewhere, he was going to go to UK or America sometimes. I wonder, when are you going to come back? When are you going to come? They used to ask. Because even the very presence of his doctor made them feel comfortable. Like that. You know, you have all resources to handle your problems, then you will be peaceful also. Let things come, we'll handle, we'll manage. Like this Manushya Gandharva, Puja Swamiji's words, no? Manushya Gandharvas are very cool because they're endowed with adequate powers to handle any external situation. Even in their Gandharva Loka, we don't know what Manushya Gandharva Loka, what sort of problems they had, we do not know. But still they had those powers. Okay, therefore, tasmat pratighata alpatvam tesham, dvandva pratighata shakti sadhana sampatthi cha tesham, tataha, therefore, apratihanyamanasya pratikaravataha manushagandharvasya syat chitta prasadaha. Understand now? Now, because chitta prasadaha, where there is peaceful mind, the tranquility of the mind. Therefore, what tate prasada prasada viseshat. See that prasada viseshat. As a result of having that specific degree of mental tranquility, tat prasada chitta prasada, tat prasada viseshat. Exaltedness of that mental tranquility. Viseshat, due to that specific degree of mental tranquility, exaltedness of the mental tranquility, excellence of mental tranquility, sukha visesha abhivyaktihi. Abhivyaktihi means what? Manifestation. There is manifestation of that higher degree of happiness. One 100 units of human happiness, which is one unit of Manushya Gandharva happiness. Such a big description. So, the degree of happiness enjoyable by a person, any being at any level, is dependent on mental tranquility. Mental tranquility is dependent on having all the resources required to tackle the situations. And that implies having punyam, living a life of dharma, and also having accumulated the devata anugraham. The grace of devatas as a result of performing rituals and practice of meditation, etc. So prayerfulness, worshipfulness in terms of performing rituals and practicing meditation, and also the punyam earned as a result of living a life of dharma. All these things are very important. This is how a person can earn punyam. To tat prasada viseshat sukha visesha abhivyakti. So if you want happiness, you must be mentally peaceful. A peaceful mind, a tranquil mind, is the mind wherein the wrong emotions, the impurities, become resolved. So resolution of impurities is just dependent on what? You're having right attitude, right thinking, right action, commitment to dharma, and being grateful to Bhagavan, of devatas, and worshipfulness and prayerfulness. All these things contribute for your being capable of having your emotions resolved. Then you have that mental tranquility. Then the manifestation of happiness is possible. So, tat prasada viseshat, very important. The reason is given. Prasada viseshaha. Tat prasada means what? Tranquility. Please make a note. Prasadaha is equal to tranquility. Prasanna, tranquil, isn't it? Tat prasada viseshat, due to that exaltedness, superiority, excellence of that mental tranquility, there is abhivyaktihi, manifestation, expression of that higher degree of happiness in terms of 100 units of human happiness, experienceable, enjoyable by only Manishya Gandharvaha, not by Manishyaha. Evam Purvasyaha Purvasyaha Bhumehe Uttarasyam Uttarasyam Bhumo Prasada Viseshataha Shatagunena Anandotkarshaha Upapadyate. Very important sentence. Shatagunena Ananda Utkarshaha Upapadyate. There happens exalted happiness or increase of happiness hundred times more. Shatagunena Utkarsha Anandotkarshaha. That exaltedness of happiness, higher and higher degree of happiness, increase of happiness, 100 times, because of what? Prasada viseshataha. Okay? As a result of prasada visesha, as a result of the degree, as a result of the excellence of the mental tranquility. In keeping the degree of mental tranquility, there is higher degree of happiness also manifest. The manifestation of higher degree of happiness is dependent on the higher degree of mental tranquility. The greater level of mental tranquility, the more a person is mentally tranquil, the greater joy a person can experience. That is the idea. So prasada viseshataha ananda utkarshaha upapadyate. How? Evam, in this manner, purvasyaha purvasyaha bhumehe uttarasyam uttarasyam bhumau பிரசாத விசேஷத்தக சதகுணேன ஆனந்தோத்கர்ஷா உபபத்யதே. ஓகே, சோ வாட் ஹி சேஸ், வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அட் எவ்ரி லெவல், பிரசன்ட் 10 லெவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹையர் அண்ட் ஹையர் லெவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிளேன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், அட் எவ்ரி லெவல் வி சி கிரேட்டர் டிகிரி ஆஃப் greater degree of happiness, gradation of happiness, much higher gradation of happiness we see. Therefore he says, the reason he gives, in keeping the degree of mental tranquility, in proportion to the degree of mental tranquility, in succeeding levels, when compared to the preceding ones, the laukika anandaha, the experiential sukham, there is increase of experiential happiness 100 times, 100-fold times. There is increase of experiential happiness 100-fold times. So increase of external worldly experiential happiness 100-fold times happens or is possible in keeping the degree of the level, higher level of mental tranquility. So if let us see the complete sentence now. Evam, in this manner, in which manner, all it was explained, Manushya Gandhara's Chitta Prasadaha is there because he is Apratihanyamanaha Pratikaravan. Therefore he has Chitta Prasada. Because in keeping Chitta Prasada, there is expression of happiness, this manifestation of high degree of happiness. Even in this manner, Purvasyaha Bhumehe, In conformity with the higher degree of mental tranquility, uttarasyam bhumau, in the following higher levels of experience, when compared to that of the preceding ones, Anandotkarshaha, there is increase of happiness in 100-fold times happens. That is not possible. Is it clear now? Okay. So what is the main lesson today? Nobody can prevent you from enjoying any degree of happiness. Your happiness, whatever degree of happiness, experiential sukham, your own swarup means happiness, fullness of happiness. For that, you have to discover your swarupam. But for which you have to be mentally prepared. Even without mental preparedness, you cannot discover your swarupam. So you can take ownership of your nature of fullness of happiness. But even until then also, even for a person to be happy, one needs to maintain one's mental tranquility. Chitta prasadasya ananda anubhavasya cha sambandha asti. How happy you are is dependent on how peaceful you are. And your peace of mind is dependent on your having Bhagavan's grace. And Bhagavan's grace is dependent on your having Punyam. Your Punyam is dependent on your worshipfulness, prayerfulness, your commitment to live a life of Dharma. And you're doing the needful, isn't it? So here Manusha Gandharvaha means given to have the Manusha Gandharvatvam, human beings must have worked for it. Nothing comes without pain, isn't it? They must have worked to have that status. At this level itself, you're understanding. Okay. Anandasya utkarshaha. Utkarshaha means exaltedness, increase, superiority. Or higher degree. So all these are the contextual meanings of the word utkarshaha. Anandasya utkarshaha, ananda utkarshaha, anandotkarshaha. How? Not in 100 times, 100-fold times, shata gunena. And 100 times, shata gunena, is it? 100-fold times, the increase of happiness is possible in keeping with the, isn't it? The higher level of higher plane of experience, and purely because of the mental tranquility. That's made very clear. Okay. Teye shatam manusha anandaha sayeko manushya gandharvanam anandaha shrotriyasya chaka mahatasya teye shatam manushya gandharvanam anandaha. Now we are going to see sayeko deva gandharvanam anandaha. Now 100 units of experiential happiness of Manushya Gandharva is one unit of the experiential happiness of Deva Gandharvaha. What is the difference between Manushya Gandharvaha and Deva Gandharvaha? Manushya Gandharvaha is a celestial with a human form, certain conditions of a human being, whereas Deva Gandharvaha is also celestial, who is born in Devaloka. Whereas Manushya Gandharva is the one who would have shifted from Manushya Loka to Devaloka, Manushya Gandharva Loka. Understand? Manushya Gandharva is the one who has earned Punyam, who has got a visa in terms of Punyam to shift from the human world to Gandharva Loka. Whereas Deva Gandharva is the native of, not the one who has gone there with the Punyam visa, but who is born there. Deva Gandharva is the one who is born there. But whether he is born there or whether he has gone there with the visa, still, when the Punyam gets exhausted, they will all lose those, you know, upadis. See, for experiencing the sukham, you have a mental condition, tranquility. The tranquility is also possible because of all the upadis you had ended blessed with. And how long a being can enjoy those upadis? As long as one's punyam exists. The punyam is a hard-earned punyam. A person must have done a lot of hard work to earn that punyam. But still it's a karma phalam. It will get exhausted one day. Karma phalam cannot be there forever. So punyam being the karma phalam, it has its limitation. Punyam gets exhausted and exhausted. When the punyam gets exhausted, that being will lose one's upadis. The person will not be eligible to live in that respective world anymore. Has to come back to the lower lokas. It may a person can come back to this Manushya Loka. If next set of Parabdha is very bad Parabdha, worst Parabdha, he may have to go to even much lower lokas also. Okay. Understand? So who is a Deva Gandharva, etc., we'll see next class. That is why, see, nowadays, in these days, it is not practical for us to perform the rituals, or even in India, even for the so-called Hindus and Indians, it is not practical, not possible to even to understand what those rituals are, what those meditations are, how to practice them, how to perform them. We have no problem. Not at all possible. That is why we have substitutes for those rituals and meditations. What is that? Strictly do your duties, nitya kanimittika karmas, and live consciously a life of dharma. Pray to Bhagavan for the strong will and the knowledge of right and wrong to be able to live a life of dharma. Be prayerful and express your gratitude to Bhagavan, all that you are blessed with, in the form of performing worship, pujas. Isn't it? So worshipfulness, prayerfulness, commitment to dharma, doing one's duties are enough for a person of these days to equal one standard of life to the life of style of the people of Vedic times. Understand? I'm not saying this. Pujya Swamiji's teachings. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.